The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. High-stakes talks between senior delegations from the United States and Ukraine are now happening in Saudi Arabia, hours after Russian air defenses say they shot down 337 Ukrainian drones over Russia. Army chiefs from over 30 countries have arrived in Paris for talks on creating an international force to deter future aggression once a ceasefire is established. Nearly all 32 NATO countries, but not the U.S., are in attendance. Now, futures are up, but stocks took a major nosedive on Monday as fears grow about a possible recession.
Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country is set to go into effect on Wednesday, which could lead to costlier appliances and cars. Consumers make up 70% of the U.S. economy, and impacts are being felt. Small business owners uncertain of what's to come.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested in connection with an international criminal court case alleging crimes against humanity. This is ABC News. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in stable but no longer guarded condition as he continues to recover from pneumonia. The Pope is now 88 years old and, says ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Rome,
there's no indication that Pope Francis is going to resign. That is completely not on the table at all and not talked about here in the Vatican at all. I think it's important to underline that, you know, Pope Francis is confined to his hospital room for now. There's no indication of when he might hopefully be discharged from hospital, but he is still working from his hospital room, according to the Vatican. He has been joining Vatican business and meetings via video link.
Pope Francis has spent more than 3 weeks now in the hospital. After reporting dismal financial results, Nissan's chief executive Makoto Uchida has announced that he is stepping down. Uchida is the one who called off talks last month about a possible merger with rival carmaker Honda. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rash? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone, because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a $4.3 billion capital budget he calls a critical step to address aging infrastructure. Evers on Tuesday warned that putting off the projects could drive up final costs, but the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee called the plan irresponsible spending. Republican 3rd District Congressional Representative Derek Van Orden said he spoke with Elon Musk last week and said that Musk assured him that the Department of Government Efficiency will better refine its recommendations to ensure veterans and farmers are not harmed by federal budget cuts. And research teams have found the resting place of an infamous 1890s shipwreck in Lake Superior. The Great Lakes Historical Society announced the discovery of the wreck of the Western Reserve, which was one of the first all-steel ships to sail in the Great Lakes. That ship sank near Whitefish Bay, killing 27 people. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Farming is more than a job. It's a way of life that comes with tough challenges. That's why I am proud to be a member of Wisconsin Farm Bureau. They've helped me grow as a leader and prepare me to face whatever comes next. And now I'm part of shaping a better future for Wisconsin agriculture by making my voice heard. Let's grow together. Become a member today.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Assurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
As
the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid-40s for a high this afternoon. Definitely colder than yesterday, but we are going to bounce back. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the mid to upper 50s. By Thursday, it will be partly cloudy with a high right around 63. Pay less for faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Come as you are, there ain't no dress code, just some route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
I met a guy on a red eye. He spotted my guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Till I hear the whole world singing, those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me.
Testing out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Johnny B. Good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. Sunglasses from the 5 and 9. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. I love her, but it ain't wild on Saturday night. Make sure she's home before the morning light. Sunday she's all ribbons and curls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in a line. I gotta find a way to make you
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Brooks and Dunn and Rock My World here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 20s. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour we'll be chatting with Randy Woodruff with Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Had a chance to talk with Randy during the annual Commodity Classic in Denver, and so we'll be chatting with Randy here coming up this hour. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we hear from Dr. Charles Nicholson, Associate Professor of the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences and Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. From a recent PDP Dairy Signal, he talked a little bit about future prices in the year 2025, the margins, and how the bird flu has been affecting the dairy industry and what to expect this year.
So I've been asked a lot of questions by different people over the last few months, and this is another situation that is really pretty highly uncertain. I mean, nobody's exactly sure how this is going to go, but what we do know, particularly out in the western part of the United States, the impacts have been pretty significant over the last few months. The number of herds in the state of California that had reported positive for this variation of the bird flu that's gotten into the dairy cattle herd. And actually, it's up to 70 to 75% of California dairy herds have had at least one reported case. Doesn't mean all their barns, all their cows are affected, but pretty significant number of farms have been affected. And the thing that's maybe a little bit more concerning about this is this doesn't seem to be about moving animals around. This actually seems to be about cows transmitting cow to cow the virus, or birds interacting with cows and transmitting the virus. So it makes it a little bit harder to think about how that's going to be controlled. But also you would say, hey, that's got to have some kind of impact on national milk supplies and prices. Well, it turns out that not kind of by design, but other states, including Idaho, Wisconsin, actually saw some increases in milk production. So overall in the U.S., we were within 1% in each of those months of what we would project would be the total milk production in the U.S., which is kind of what we think about. We think about what's going to happen with prices. So the basic impact of bird flu has been bad in California, bad for producers who've been affected, not such a large impact to date on national milk supplies, the supply-demand balance, or milk prices. Despite California producing more than 15% of U.S. milk, the H5N1 has had little or no impact on milk prices. Okay, which is kind of what I've been telling people, even though they didn't really want to believe me, because like it has to have an impact. And you say, well, okay, it depends on a lot of things, and it depends a lot on where and how much. And you know, we live in a global marketplace. Even a 10% drop in California milk isn't that big a change globally, and doesn't necessarily affect directly and immediately the storable products that we have in inventories, that thing we call cold storage for cheese, butter, and other products. And because we live in a global marketplace, you know, California can throw a big rock in the pond, but the waves kind of die out pretty quickly when we get to the broader impacts across all of the global dairy. The other part of it, I think, is, and it's really not just on dairy, a lot of agriculture is concerned about the issues with tariffs and affecting export markets, because we are a major exporter of a lot of agricultural commodities. And so communicating your own individual concerns to co-ops and the others that represent you to try and make sure that those messages are heard is kind of the other thing that I would have people think about, how they can make a contribution to that. And again, it's not my job to say what you guys in the dairy industry should or shouldn't do or should or shouldn't want. It's my job to kind of help you understand, you know, if we do something like this, here's what, you know, the economic perspective would say could be a potential outcome of that. You guys decide how you want to take that and run with it. I think the bottom line is we're in a period of really high uncertainty. And so that involves doing some planning and contingency planning and thinking about risk management. That's going to be really important going forward. And the second thing is to communicate with the folks who are your representatives through your co-ops or others to better understand the potential impacts, particularly on the policy side, and how the effective communication might take place with folks to help them understand that.
And those are comments from Dr. Charles Nicholson, Associate Professor in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences and Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah. quarter calls someone who cares. Calls someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter calls someone who cares.
That I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour we're through. Well, honey, you and God in the heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour. What I do for a living, I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, honey, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers and Houston here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 34 in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, April milk up 8 to 17.24. May steady at 17.56. June steady at 17.38. July steady at 17.91. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 2.5 to 160.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 163.25. 1 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 231, no trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 0.25 to 115.75, 3 trades. Dry whey steady at 49 even, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they are called mixed today. Futures are called higher. The outlook's improved for cattle as the calendar moves closer to a higher demand period. Stronger cash last week and the potential for further gains this week are providing traders confidence to buy futures. Feeder cattle made new highs and are leading the complex. Packers are increasing processing as demand seems to be improving as well. Now, now. Hog markets also continue to move mostly higher as they have reached a 50% price retracement off of the recent lows. The WASD report will be released today. But the trade kind of thinks that it's not going to really be much of a market mover for the livestock sector. April live cattle opens the day at 200.57, June 197.22, August 195.10. March feeder cattle open at 277.05, April 277.92, May at 278.55. April hogs open at 88.30, May 91.47, June 98.82. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets and soybean markets are slightly higher in many contracts, while wheat markets are slightly lower. Traders have a few hours of trade left to square up positions ahead of the WASD report that will be released later this morning. Corn and wheat markets are coming off fairly strong sessions Monday, especially considering the volatile outside market movement. Soybeans, on the other hand, struggled to make any momentum yesterday, negatively influenced by the limit down on the canola market as a result of weekend tariffs put in place by China on canola oil and also soybean meal imports from Canada and even the U.S. March corn down 3/4 to 4.58 this morning. May up 2 1/4 to 4.74 1/4. July up 2 to 4.80 1/2. New crop up 1 to 4.56. March beans down 2 3/4 to 9.97. May and July both up 4 3/4. May at 10.18 3/4. July 10.33. New crop up 3 3/4 to 10.21 1/2. May soybean meal up a dollar this morning to 3.03.30. And March soybean oil down 17 cents to 41.54. Wheat markets in Chicago, March down 1 1/4 to 5.44. May down 3 1/4 to 5.59 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, May down 4 1/2 to 6 even. Energy markets are higher this morning. April crude oil up 77 cents to 66.80. May up 76 cents to 66.44. April and May gas both up 2 cents, April at 2.11, May at 2.12. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Elsevia Durand, cash corn 414, April 417, May 420, new crop 395, May beans 924, April 929, May 934, and new crop 928. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 424, April 430, May 436, new crop 405. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 432, April 434, new crop 406. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 412, new crop 405. Cash beans 929, new crop 942. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 422, new crop 405. Cash beans 924, new crop 928. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 437, April 441, May 443, and new crop at 416. Cash beans 960, April 969, May 973, new crop 959. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 408, April 412, new crop 398, cash beans 930, and new crop 945. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 188 to 210, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 184, market cows 112 to 140, bulls 135 to 173, calves 400 to 1090, beef steers 243 to 425, Holstein steers at 148 to 390. Sheep markets, market lambs 205, light lambs 285 and down, ewes 220 and down, rams 170 and down, goat markets, does 360 and down, bucks 270 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am, and I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. She always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call, and I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon, and honey, is there something wrong? She said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
How old do you think I am, he said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink
of watermelon wine, he asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my chain. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
Your Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from Commodity Classic. Thank you to our Commodity Classic sponsors as well, including the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Implify Health, Compure Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anabas Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Joining us is Randy Woodruff. He is a corn grower from Chippewa Falls. We've talked with Randy before. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Corn Promotions Board. Randy recently attended some team meetings in Austin for the U.S. Grains Council. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that and some of his work with the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. And Randy, thanks for joining us. So you had a chance to go to Austin for this Grain Council meeting. What were some of the topics you ended up talking about?
Good morning. We talk a lot about Middle East. One of our big topics is India. I mean, that country is taking off. The population is growing so fast, and it's a young population, under 30. I can't remember the exact mean age it is, but this is a young country that's, the population is taking off, and the demands are high. I mean, they're switching. They're more interested in the U.S. Commercial ethanol is what it is, industrial ethanol, as you call it. And we've got a program going right now where we're starting. The cook stoves used in India, are they cook inside their homes for all their food, but they're either using cow dung, these dried out pellets, or wood. And the air quality is so poor there for the families. And we've been introducing a cook stove that runs on ethanol. They're two little containers. They can only buy so much at a time. Their income only lets them buy so much, and if they try to use little LP tanks, they have to buy 20 pounders, and that takes so much money for them to buy each year. But we have smaller containers of ethanol, commercial industrial ethanol, that they use for cook stoves, and it clears the air quality so much there that it's really taking off. So we're trying to get a step in there. They're going to a 20% blend. I don't know, we don't really have the ends right now for the fuel grade ethanol there, but with this industrial ethanol. It's a big market for it, and along with DDGs and different sources like that. We're one of the one countries that do have an office in India, where I know Brazil, we're always trying to get that market for our corn over Brazil, that to find that niche, and we have an office there building relationships with the country and their leaders. So it's been a good source of connections there.
So for those that aren't familiar, what's the difference between, because you said fuel grade ethanol and industrial ethanol, what's the difference between the
it's
two?
It's a different type of ethanol, and I can't give the exact analysis of each one, but it's considered, it's more of a cooking or health risk, I mean, like your hospital things of ethanol, and such, more of a ethanol use like that. So
and I didn't so they can actually then. So this is kind of the market for India is going to be, it's not going to be like, oh, we're shipping corn over, we're shipping ethanol over. So it's kind of a little bit different.
Their country's kind of against their, it's a very unique type of country. They want to have controls where they want to make their own production, get control of their own sources, and maybe have exports. But with their growing demands, I mean, they're the type, they're more of a middle class now. They're moving to where it used to be the lower, where I can't remember the infant mortality rate was so high there, and that's been changing these last few years, and it's going to take over China. India is, it's a new China is what it's going to be, and there's just so much potential with India to come on in the future here. But we also are working with my same teams working, we work with Morocco, Tanzania, over in the other side, Tunisia and such. We're doing a lot of this aquatic and poultry feeding. We're doing training seminars, which we go over there and we bring over people to help train them different ways to eat, I mean feed their poultry and their aquatic. They're using a lot more DDGs over there, and then actually it's one country that's very strong against GMOs yet. We're always trying to educate them on the safety of GMO as well. Now Tanzania is one of those countries. They're actually just put a waiver on that they're accepting GMOs, and we're hoping that we can kind of explore that to the country, because the demand for it's too large not to have it, for what they can buy these for and the availability of it. So that's one of the big education doing. And we also do, Brazil on corn. We're showing now, we've been doing studies with starch and also the milling to break down for oils. Brazil's corn is a lot harder than what the U.S. corn is. And that's one of the complaints, is broken kernels of U.S. corn. Well, it's because it's a lot softer corn. Well, when you go to mill it for oils, taking out the oils, the wear and tear on that equipment is so much higher with this. And we're trying to show how much more they can put through these and the efficiency of the machines by just using U.S. corn, what the benefits are. And then also the starch content. We have a lot higher starch content in U.S. corn over Brazil.
Some opportunities overseas for Wisconsin corn growers as well. That is Randy Woodruff. He's with the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board from Chippewa Falls. And we had a chance to talk with him here at Commodity Classic. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Much cooler temperatures are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, our winds will become light by mid-morning as high pressure does begin to move in. Temperatures will rebound, though, Wednesday through the end of the week with highs back in the 50s and the 60s. Now, Friday could be the warmest day of the week. We could see highs back in the 70s and a chance of thunderstorms as well. Much colder weather, though, returns to the weekend with continued precipitation chances. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 39 to 44, relative humidities at 28 to 33%, north winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy, lows 26 to 31, relative humidities at 77 to 82%, light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, sunny, a bit warmer, highs 50 to 55, relative humidities at 37 to 42%.
South winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, warmer, high 60 to 65. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, high 70 to 75. For Saturday, partly sunny, rain, highs 55 to 60. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of snow, much colder, highs 30 to 35. And for Monday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
After a long winter, make sure your pasture's ready to go before the animals are turned out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good spring pasture management sets the tone for the rest of the year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Pastures are coming out of dormancy, and the grazing season will soon be upon us. Your animals will be giddy eating fresh forages again. Proper pasture management before you turn the animals out makes it feasible to have lush, green pastures and healthy livestock. Jamie Foster is a forage agronomist and ecologist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. She says one of the first things you should do is physically inspect the pasture.
Walking the fence and checking the condition of things if animals had not been in a pasture continuously through the winter is really number one, because you want to make sure that animals are safe. I would also include checking for any hay wires or hay string that might have been left behind, because you also don't want the animals to consume that.
The foundation of a good pasture management program is knowing what nutrients are in the soil. Foster recommends doing a soil test to make sure nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and pH levels are where they should be. Be careful with nitrogen. Pastures go through a natural flush of growth in the spring. Too much nitrogen will cost you in both fertilizer and time spent mowing. Weeds will grow in both good and bad soil, so it's important to get the upper hand on them before they become large and set seed. Foster says mowing can be beneficial, but extensive weed root systems can't be controlled by mowing alone.
Really, the best thing to do is to scout early and identify the plant. Once you know what you're dealing with and you catch it early, there's a lot of options these days for chemical control with no or very short re-entry intervals for your grazing livestock. And some of those even have extended control.
Learn more about spring pasture management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The top U.S. and Ukrainian officials are in Saudi Arabia for talks on ending the war. The Ukrainians proposing a mutual pause on long-range